Other Side, written by Aaron Dennis, narrated by Chris Herron. Prologue. Fear, despair, rage, lust. These are base feelings, emotions which run through the essence of man. It is odd to say that no one has sat back and questioned the value of these emotions, but it is even more odd to ask why no one has done so. Certainly, it can be agreed upon that people have questioned the purpose of life, but to what extent? Is there more to life than money, more than sex? Whoever pursues a life without such great pleasures? Most men, normal men, crave the deep darkness of the id, the passion, heat, and flame of the most immediate gratifications. Yet, in the end, everyone leads the same life, suffers the same pitfalls, repeats the same thoughts and conversations over and over again, and all while considering themselves unique. Now, let me tell you that a shadow man is never concerned with such trivialities. A shadow man sneaks between the world of light and dark. As such, he cannot possibly fret over the mundane. For while he traipses through the world of men, his eyes are perennially on the prowl for something more abstract, something ephemeral, something incomprehensibly inhuman. Now, I'm going to tell you the story of my life, but not my life as a man in the world of men, the story of my life as a shadow man. Chapter 1, Part 1, The Shadows. Jay, a childhood friend, and I were celebrating his new business deal. The real estate market wasn't exactly booming at the time, but a little luck and the right connections graced Jay's pocket quite nicely. In turn, he had invited me to spend a few nights in New Orleans. Once the sun drops below the horizon, a man can find just about anything, he said to me with a crooked smile. It wasn't even 5 minutes later when we sat in our room, gawking at the hired women. They writhed in pleasure from the mere touch of my hands. Soon, the voluptuous young ladies polished off our alcohol. Inevitably, I produced something else for them to polish. But Jay was displeased with the dwindling amount of liquor. "Seriously, dude? I don't want to see that," Jay grumbled with a shake of his dark, bald head. He fumbled at the nightstand for his wallet while I zipped up. "Sorry," I chuckled. "I didn't mean to put you to shame, bro." "Yeah, whatever," he slurred, obviously at the limit of his tolerance. I walked over to get my wallet instead. "Just go get more booze," he added, holding back a laugh. I licked my lips before taking it upon myself to gallivant away from the promise of sex in order to purchase more spirits. As it was, I had just taken a bump and was reeling from the white powder. A walk down the street might clear my head. Truthfully, muddled minds were always a thing of beauty for me back then. I had no shirt on and was only wearing a pair of old blue jeans. My cowboy boots made me stumble. The weight of fine leather and thick heels was uncomfortable. After a wink at my woman, I stuck my wallet in my pocket, secured my belt, and clunked out of the room. A look back revealed the dilapidated old apartment building, then doubling as a hotel. "Party hardy," I mumbled, and tried to focus on my new task. The boots I wore caused a degree of pain without socks, but it was too late to turn back. After all, I had managed to get myself down 2 flights of stairs. Blistered ankles were the least of my concerns, but damn did the leather chafe something fierce. As I continued staggering down the street, I noticed the sounds were intense.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?